If you're looking to get engaged, might we suggest booth number 6 at the Ariston Cafe in Litchfield, Illinois? Not only is it a romantic spot, but Nick Adams says he's serving people who popped the question here over 65 years ago. The story of that historic cafe is this edition of The American Countryside.
My name is Charles.
My name is Charles.
One day I had a sudden headache.
I had a headache.
My arm went numb and I felt confused.
My arm went tingly.
I was having a stroke. My wife dialed 911.
I had a stroke on the bus.
Seconds made all the difference.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911.
Time lost is brain lost.
For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I'm often asked how we come up with all the story ideas you hear on the American Countryside. The answer is they often come from you, the listener. You can submit your story idea and listen to past broadcasts at AmericanCountryside.com. You'll also find our award-winning books and CDs, all based on our programs. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. Take a listen to some of your favorite programs and browse our American Countryside store. Send us a message about a story in your area. We look forward to seeing you at AmericanCountryside.com. Halfway between St. Louis and Springfield, Illinois, is the town of Litchfield.
Litchfield was established in 1853. There were 5 railroads to pass through Litchfield, location to location. So the railroads gave birth to Litchfield. Then you came along and it was Route 66 that was the driving force.
Nick Adams' father established the Ariston Cafe in the 1920s along the busy route from Chicago to California.
I woke up one day and every fast food restaurant in the country was here. Before that interstate came, there were several other restaurants along the road. The Saratoga, they had the Gardens, the Annex Cafe. We're the only survivor.
He says the interstate brings life and income to Litchfield, but it did change some of the places people do business. He believes the Ariston survives because of good food and good service. There's always been a family member here for decades.
We have a lovely couple, retired farm couple. They come in 2 to 3 times a week, and I know they like to sit in the booth. He said, well, Nick, if you don't mind, we'd like to sit at that table in the window because that's where we sat 65 years ago tonight when we got married. And I said, and Dad bought you a chicken dinner, didn't he? And he said, yes, he did. I said, so will I.
75% of the clientele are local repeat customers. In addition, last year they drew guests from 41 countries traveling old Route 66.
We have 6 booths, and I tease people. I always tell them the last booth is the most romantic booth we have because there's more engagements in that booth than any other, which is a fact.
Nick says the Ariston is the oldest restaurant on Route 66 and literally attracts visitors from around the world. Traveling the countryside in Litchfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.